Blog
You guys can go
radio.
Ahead and talk.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, a home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 414.
She had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 4-1.
Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody, lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's the Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedic was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folks? Why you want to look at these folks? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Good afternoon and greetings to all of you, our faithful listeners, our dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters of this ministry. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast, and this is Teacher Margaret Tindall coming to you by way of UFCCM Anointed Radio. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to all of you who are tuning in on your phones, on Facebook, or either at the UFCCM website at ufccm.org. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. And as we say each time we come together, we just thank God for his grace and his mercy and for him allowing us another opportunity to connect with you all as we continue the work that he has appointed to us in prayer. Let us start off by going before the Lord in prayer. And our prayer today will be led by Elder B. Emerson from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Father God, we just thank you today. We thank you, God, because you are so good, because you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And we thank you, God, for your love and your kindness. Thank you for just being with us during this time, this pandemic time, Lord, because we know who is in charge and who is in control of everything. And so, Lord, we know that we have our faith and we put our trust in you because we know that you are able and capable of doing everything and anything you want to do when you want to do it. And so, Lord, we're just asking that we can just be patient soldiers just waiting to do your will, God, and believe and trust in you. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to have this laity outreach broadcast because it is a way of getting information out to everyone on different topics that we all need in order to grow and become more Christ-like. We thank you, God, and we just bless your name. We ask that you just bless the speaker today. I know that, you know, right now we're maybe having some technical difficulties with her or whatever, but Lord, we know that your will is going to be done. And so we're praying, Lord, that she is able to connect, but if not, we know that you always have a ram in the bush. And so we just thank you. We thank you. We love you. We bless everyone that's on this call, everyone that wanted to be was not able to be. And we ask that it just go forth in your name, under your anointing spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder B, for leading that powerful prayer this morning, because we know that prayer changes things, it changes people, it changes situations, but most importantly, prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Our scripture for today is coming from Mark chapter 11, and I'd like to focus on verses 22 through 24. And it reads, "And Jesus answered them, 'Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. This scripture resonates so well right now, particularly in light of all the things that are going on in the world around us, things that we're seeing, hearing, and reading about, things that perhaps we have never in our wildest imagination would think.
Line, they've been trying to hook you up.
Happening. And I love this scripture because it is about the power and promise of faith. That mountains, all these obstacles and deceptions and distractions that we face, they can be removed and destroyed. That if we just suspend and erase all doubt from our hearts and believe what God has said and promised, then that epitomizes our annual theme of moving forward by faith. We're so grateful for all the powerful lessons and teachings on faith that we have experienced this year. That God placed this theme in the hearts and minds of our ecumenical patriarch and our Episcopal Board of Bishops is so illustrative of God's sovereignty and wisdom. Little did we know we would need this encouragement to move forward by faith. We would need this admonition or counsel to move forward by faith as we are subjected to a time of pandemic, a time of injustice, and all the other things that are going right now. If you recall, last month we had such a great lesson from Mother Iris Bradford, who shared with us moving forward by faith through prayer and supplication. Now, today we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with connecting with our speaker. So I am going to ask Bishop Haywood, have you been able to connect with her, Bishop Haywood?
Well, I'm still working on that right now, and Lord's willing, we'll be able to connect with her, but have not gotten her on yet. So, Lord's willing, like it was in the prayer, we're knowing that God's going to deal with all of that.
Yes, thank you, Bishop. Well, just keep trying, and in the meantime, we will just move forward by faith, right?
Amen, that's right. moving forward.
While we're waiting, and I do have something that I'm able to share with you, but I don't want to get into it until we, you know, exhaust all efforts to connect with our speaker. Our speaker is Elder Ethel Gill from the UFCCM Midwest jurisdiction in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, under the leadership of Bishop Dr. William J. Strong Sr., who is the Bishop of the Midwest jurisdiction. And we have online Elder B. Emerson, who is one of our great co-workers and supporters and co-facilitators, who is on the ready to introduce Elder Gill. But we're just going to see what plays out, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and that are the called according to his purpose. So while we're waiting, just want to take a minute to remind you, I don't know if our ecumenical patriarch is listening now, but I wanted to take an opportunity to remind you about the UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting. We've been having them every month for quite some time now, on Friday and Saturday near the end of each month. And our EP reports that many prayers have been and are being answered. So our next UFCCM 24-hour prayer meeting will be on Friday and Saturday, September 25th and 26th. And we want to urge you, if you haven't signed up to participate, please do. It is so wonderful to take a half hour or an hour, or as some people I've seen, 2 hours, just to spend in prayer before the Lord, because we know there is power in prayer, and the Word of God teaches us to pray without ceasing, and we need to do that now. Pray as we have never prayed before, because there's a great need of prayer. Also, I want to remind you that we invite your questions and comments and input about these broadcasts, because we go to the Lord, and I know Bishop Haywood and myself have been at this work faithfully. We will be coming up on the beginning of our 6th year, I believe. I think this is the end of our 5th year. And we have been at this work because this is what God has assigned to our hands to do. But it is this laity broadcast is designed for you, the UFCCM laity. And if you have any questions or comments or anything that you would like to share, even any topics or issues that you would like to see addressed during these broadcasts, we are open to your suggestions. So please feel free to reach out to the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training at teachertindall@ufccm.org. That's teachertindall@ufccm.org. And we would love so very much to hear from each and every one of you regarding this ministry. So, Bishop Haywood, are we there yet? I guess he is offline trying to see if he can get in touch with Elder Gill. but Elder Emerson, are you still with us? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Teacher Tindall, I'm so sorry. I was in the screening room. Elder Gill is on the line. She was having some problems with her actual phone, couldn't even hear me when we were in the screening room, but I think that's been resolved now.
Wonderful. Oh, I am so happy.
So she's waiting for whenever you want me to pull her in.
Okay, well, one, we want to, I had asked Elder Emerson if she would introduce Elder Gill today. I know that they are co-laborers there at Greater New Bethel. And so before Elder Emerson, before we turn it over to Elder Emerson to introduce Elder Gill, I would like to remind you, our listeners, that there will be an opportunity during the broadcast for you to call in with your questions and your comments. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405, and then you must dial 1 to be brought into the broadcast. And Bishop Haywood, as always, is standing by to bring you in. And finally, award listeners, please don't be shy. We want to hear from you. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Elder Emerson, who will introduce and present our speaker.
Good morning or afternoon, depending upon whichever time zone we're in, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what Elder Gill's got a little confused, because sometimes when we say 12, we're thinking our time, but it's really, you know, a different time zone. But anyway, I'd like to just give honor to God, because it is an opportunity to be here today and to give special mention to Bishop Tindall, Senior, and Mother Bishop, and Bishop Haywood, and Teacher Tindall, and all the other bishops and elders and leaders, and fellow Christians on this call. It's a blessing and a privilege for me to be able to introduce a dear friend of mine, Elder Ethel Gill. Excuse me. I have been knowing Elder Gill for a long time, and we are both elders at Greater New Bethel Greater New Bethel International Ministries under the leadership of Bishop William J. Strong Sr. And in addition
to Elder Gill being a dedicated and loyal elder. She is also my assistant Sunday school superintendent. So whenever I am not able to be there, Elder Gill always steps in. And she is a Sunday school teacher of our women's class. And she is president of the Pastor Aid Society. And her role is to take care of the pastor and his wife, Bishop and Pastor Lois. And I must say that Elder Gill takes her job very seriously because she does a wonderful job of providing and taking care of them. So she is an anointed woman of God. When she preaches under the spirit of the anointing. So I'm sure we're in for a good time today. So, you know, without further delay, it is a pleasure of mine to introduce my friend, Elder Ethel Gill. We'll all just greet her with amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank Teacher Tim to take. Thank Ella Emerson for that good introduction. I apologize for my delay today. I did just tell you that Deborah is busy, but he is alive.
Amen.
I got the time mixed up, and my phone was trying to act up, but I come to tell you I come against the devil today. I come to give this message that God has given me to give to you.
Amen.
And I thank and praise God for the opportunity just to be on this radio, on this program. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. Hallelujah today.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Yes.
And he's always good.
Amen.
Because he's always God. Well, I'm going to talking about the subject y'all are using, we are using today, moving forward by faith. And that's awesome.
Yes.
That's the only way we can move forward is by faith. And the scripture I'm going to use today, one of the scripture, is 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Amen.
How are we walking today? Let's take a look at ourselves today. The Spirit wants us to examine our walk with God. Are we walking with God? Are we walking by sight? What people are telling us to do. Are we doing what people's telling us to do, what we doing, is it lining up with the Word of God? We need to be lined up with the Word of God. And the top, have faith in God. That's what I'm going to talk about. Have faith in God, no matter what it look like. But God is able. He done proved it over and over that he's able to bring us through. No matter what the problem is today, just look to the hills which cometh your help. Your help cometh from God. I know we're living in a wilderness time today. We're in that wilderness now. But we know that as saints of God, we know that God is in charge of our life. We just keep on moving and walking in his will. Let what we do line up with the Word of God.
Mm.
If it's not lining up with the Word of God, we need to check ourselves. We need to go in a repentant mode and get in the right step. Because there is danger, corona, killing, racism all around us today. But we know if we lean and depend on God, he will bring us out.
Mm-hmm.
We got to look around us and try to focus on what God has us to focus on, not what is happening around us, because we know God is our anchor. He's our everything. He can take care of it. He's in charge today. He is our all in all. And I began to look at my message today, and it took me back to the Mississippi hills where I come from, where I used to see my mama sitting by the window, fanning and mumbling and stuff about what I didn't know. And I asked Mama one day, I said, Mama, I said, what are you talking about and what do you mean? She was talking about the things she had come through. She said, child, go on up the road a little bit further and you'll find out. One day I tried to go up that road to find out what Mama was talking about. But now I see what Mama was talking about. When they talk in the country, they use a different language. And if you don't know the word of God, that's what you are here today, a different language that you don't understand. That let them know we need to go talk to God about it. I went trying to find what I thought I should be finding. I found nothing. If you let people lead you and tell you what you think is right, you will find nothing. You will find emptiness. But if you let God lead and guide you, you will find peace.
Yes.
You will find joy. You can find happiness. You find everything you need in what God, if God is leading you. He said, I am your shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not want. And we know today that we are walking through the shadows of death. And he said, we shouldn't be fearful. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we should fear no evil. Although evil is all around me, but we won't fear because we know God is our director, our keeper, our leader. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're walking with God. We need to lean and depend on him.
Yes.
Through God, all things are possible. In a time of storm, he's there. He's there all the time. Because he said in his word, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And I thank God today. And he never, I can be a witness to that. He never left me, nor did he forsake me. And I know I got some witness out there that he never left you, nor will he forsake.
Amen.
He's a mighty good leader today. I come to tell somebody that he is a mighty good leader. We're going through some storms. That's what we do in this walk with God. We go through the storm, and we go through the rain. We go through heartache and pain, but we can tell the world God is our refuge and our strength, our very best help and trouble in the wilderness time. Let us not murmur, nor let us not like the Israelites did when they was in the wilderness. Moses was leading them. My God had led them out of bondage. And they were still mumbling and groaning. God supplied them with food, rain, manna from heaven for them. But yet, they still wasn't satisfied. Today, we got to learn to trust God for everything we need. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Have faith in God today. Going through this wilderness time. If we have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, We can tell that mountain, get out of our way. Go yonder. Get out of the way. People downside, go yonder or the other. But just get out of our way. Satan is a lie.
Yes.
We see you. We see your work. But we know who is in charge of our life.
Amen.
I tell Satan, I come against Satan today. I tell him and all his little imps and all his kin folks to get back to hell where you belong.
Right.
God give us power. We got the power to come against the devil today.
Yes.
If we keep on praying like we praying together, we got the power to move this mountain. I know I'm right. Hallelujah today. I give him all the praises, and I give Hamamashete, I give him all the glory. We're walking in faith. We're going to do what God would have us to do. We know Hebrews 11:1 said by faith. Oh, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we haven't seen. I often hear my pastor, Bishop Strong, say the evidence of the green is the liquor that was left in the pot. We've been had the evidence. We got the evidence of things that hope for. We just move in God's will today. Let's move in his will.
Amen.
By faith, we can overcome. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. What are we doing about faith without faith? God wants us to check ourselves. Before we can lead anybody else, we need to check ourselves.
Amen.
Check on Elagia. Is Elagia, what have I done today? Have I given anything today? Have I helped some lonely sinner along the way? With the songwriter says, when dawn just said and sung, have I wounded? How about my shate? Have I wounded anyone? Hallelujah, God. To you be the glory. To you, we ought to praise him. We can praise our way through, saint. I love to praise the Lord.
Yes.
God has already done it. He already fixed it. The third of sight is already fixed. We can't please God if we don't know what faith is and what it is. It's the substance of things hope, the evidence of things is not seen.
Yes.
Cause were you ever seen a little mustard seed faith? It's so tiny. But when you plant that mustard seed, it'll come up, it spreads. It can feed a lot of people. If we had that grain, that little old grain today, of that mustard seed, we can speak to these mountains in our lives. And God will move.
Yes.
He's an awesome God. He's King of King and Lord of Lords. He's an awesome God. I don't know about you, but I made up my mind. I'm moving forward in God. I'm moving forward by faith. Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad
today I can say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for one more day. Thank you for guiding and leading us every step of the way. God is in charge of our lives. Have faith in him.
Yes.
Have faith in him. Not in people. Not in what you see. Stand on faith today. God is able and he's willing to move. He's willing to move if we just believe it. So we stay prayerful.
is the key. Your faith unlocks the door. We got the key in our hands. Are we unlocking the door? Are we tying down strong nose, loosening shackles? Hallelujah, today that's what we need to do, be tearing down strongholds and loosening shackles. I thank you, God, God for everything.
Yes.
Everything. He's a merciful God. I'm going to tell the one out there that might hear me today, it's time that you come and get on board so we can go about our Father's business. We can be about his business. All you have to do is just believe, have faith, and believe in God.
Yes.
Repent, believe, confess, and you shall be saved.
Amen.
Come on, get on board this old ship of Zion. God is the captain of our ship today. And I thank him for being the captain of my ship. And I look back and I hear this song, kill the old ship of Zion. It has landed many a thousand. We ought to get on board today. God is on board with that ship. Get on board today. God is able. Oh, we delight in the earth, in the earth, and in the earth, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, thank you. I glorify your name today. God already done did it for us. He already done paid the price. He sent his son Jesus to rescue us. God sent his son, his only son Jesus, to come and be our rescue. He is our rescue. He's a lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Baby, baby, I'm a lamb of God. I'm getting ready to leave you right now. I just want to tell you that get on board the old ship of Zion. If you ain't signed up, you need to sign up.
Yeah.
Sign me up. Yeah, Lord, sign me up today. For your Christian jubilees. Write my name on the board.
Yeah.
I'm coming on. I'm on my way home. Oh, Lord, thank you today.
Hallelujah.
Today, he give you peace in the midst of the storm.
Don't
let the devil take your mind. He want to take our mind today. God is in charge of our mind. Have faith in God and believe that he is who he said he is. I'm Alpha and I'm a maker. I'm the beginning and the end. Thank you, Lord. God sent his son Jesus on Calvary. Was hanged on Calvary. He bled and died. Mary's baby, I'm the Lamb of God. But he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power.
Yeah.
In his hand, we got some power. We got the power that Jesus left us. He left the Holy Ghost power. He got up with all power.
Yes,
I'm gonna show it to you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's all. Amen. Thank God. Hey. Oh, I'm gonna wake up, my mighty Jesus. He was perfect. Have faith in God.
Yes.
Have faith in God.
Thank you, God.
I beg you today to have faith in God. And
yes,
we can come out. We can make it through. We can make it. Hallelujah. Oh,
praise
God.
The,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh. And
praise.
Let me ask that thing. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you, God. We need to praise him, listeners. We need to give God some praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to take a short station break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on.
Amen, amen. I think we're back in. We've been doing a little this today, getting our signals crossed a little bit, but that's all right. We will persevere. But we truly thank God for Elder Gill and that beautiful message. We're back in, right, Bishop Haywood?
Oh, absolutely. I was just saying amen.
Okay, that's good. We are just so grateful for those words and that scripture and that lesson coming to us from Elder Gill. And I love that question that she asked us. And I think it's a question we all need to examine ourselves. How are we walking? You know, the scripture says to walk by faith and not by sight. But how are we walking? And I just want to encourage you listeners to call in with your comments and your questions. I know you have been stirred up by this word that Elder Gill brought us today. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1405. And if you dial 1, Bishop Haywood will bring you in. And Elder Gill, I just want to say to you that you said so many good things. And one thing that stuck with me, you said, if you don't know the word of God, you will hear a different language that you don't understand. And I think back on what is going on in the world today. Yeah. People are hearing a different language. They're hearing a language of hate, a language of racism, a language
Amen.
Of lack,
Amen.
A language
Amen.
Of violence, a language of dissension, a language of interposition. But we walk by faith, and we know the word of God, which cancels out all of that other language. And that just resonated with me so much today. So, listeners, please call in with your comments. Bishop Haywood, do we have anyone on the line?
Well, we have plenty on the line. No one has pressed 1. So if you have a question or comment or just like to, you know, just kind of, you know, speak a little bit, as Teacher Tyndall just mentioned, press 1 on your phone. I'll know. All right, we have somebody just press 1. And just press 1 on your phone. I'll see you. Then I'll bring you in. And we'll kind of go from there, all right? So one moment here. Caller, you are at 704-274. Go right ahead.
Yes. You all able to hear me?
Oh, Bishop Tyndall.
Yes. Good afternoon, Bishop.
Good afternoon to Teacher Tyndall, Bishop Haywood, and to our most inspiring speaker, and to everybody that's tuned in to this broadcast today. What a wonderful experience and joy it was to my heart to listen to the powerful message that Elder Gill brought to us today. I thought about when she first came on and she was talking in victory about how she was hindered with the time zones, and I thought about the fact that Jesus said that upon this rock I will build my church, and the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. Satan can hinder, but he cannot defeat God's program. There was a word in this woman of God that God wanted us to hear today. And in spite of the hindrances, God's word prevailed. And I thank Elder Gill for allowing the Holy Spirit to use her to bring that powerful word today. She said something that touched my heart when she talked about getting in step with God by repenting. You know, we think that our ministry is only to the unsaved, but our ministry is to those of us that are in the body of Christ as well. And even though we are saved and love the Lord, sometimes we're not careful. We'll find ourselves out of step. And the way to get back in step with God is through repentance. And you understand the scripture teaches that if we confess our faults, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Powerful revelation that you pointed out, Elder Gill. And something else she said that faith is the key. I've always thought of that in a sort of abstract sense, that faith is the key of everything. But she pointed out that faith is the key, but you hold the key in your hand.
Amen.
Faith is something that's just going to work. You have to use that key to unlock the vast resources that God has put at our disposal. And so even though faith is the key, it will do you no good if you do not use it.
Amen.
Something came out of that message. And I hope and pray that you all receive these truths as well as I did. I could go on about a few more things that Elder Gill said today. But one other thing, if I may permit, that stuck out in my mind, when she talked about country language, And how if you're not familiar with country language, you hear something and have no idea what's being said. I chuckled when I heard that because I remember when I was a little boy and my parents used, we lived in Baltimore, and our parents used to take us down to South Carolina, which is their home where they were from, and my cousins would talk about things, and I had no idea what they were talking about. They said, let's go swimming down at the pool. So in my mind, I saw a big, beautiful pool with ice blue water. They went down in the country through back roads, walking in bare feet, until they got to a hole in the ground that was about 10 feet deep. And I guess the top of it was about maybe 8 feet across. And they would throw a rock in it and then dive down in the pool into that muddy water and come up with the rock in their head. And as soon as one dived, the other one would come up, the other one would dive in. And I said to myself, no way I'm going to jump in that pool. Little city boy like me, not used to anything like that. The point is that you got to understand the language to understand what's being said.
Amen.
And the only way you can understand the language of God is in the Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
If
right.
you want to understand what God is revealing and what God is saying through his anointing, you got to get in the Spirit of God.
Right.
And when you get in the Spirit of God, you receive the truth of God.
Yes.
That was a powerful revelation.
Yes.
The Bible says the carnal mind does not receive the Word of God.
Amen.
It is not subject to the Word of
yes.
God. Neither
yes.
it can be, because those things are spiritually discerned. Elder Gill, you can see you have me wound up and stirred up this morning. And I want to encourage you, my dear sister, to continue to preach the Word of God.
Yes.
You never know what one word you say can have such an impact on an individual.
Yes.
And may God bless you all, and to the Lampy Training Ministry and our dear Bishop Haywood, who works so faithfully with Teacher Tyndall, and to Elder Emerson, whom I understand is beginning to take a more prominent role with you all. Continue to keep up the good work.
Yes.
Today is National Encouragement Day.
Yes.
Saints, be encouraged, and God
Amen.
Bless you.
That's all right.
Amen. Bless you.
Yeah, well, Teacher Tyndall, we do have a few others that have pressed one, and you know, I'm going to make sure. By now, you would think that when Bishop Tyndall, you know, is on, I would know and recognize the phone number. So what I did is I wrote it down, and then it'll just pop up Bishop Tyndall. So I won't. You seem like I'm unlearned of who our EP is when they're on the phone, you know.
Yes.
So and hopefully I'll edit that part out that nobody else will hear it. that I got that wrong. But, you know, Bishop Tyndall, that was so, you know, wonderful, you know, picking out those little tidbits, you know, of information, especially I'm from Mississippi and New Orleans myself, you know, and I remember the old folks, you know, and you got to understand the language, the heavy language and all the Elder Gill, that was wonderful. You know, I remember the old folks saying, you know, you be driving and they say, they'll say, you got me out here in Plumnilla. And you're like, what is Plumnilla? Well, Plum out of sight, nearly out of where. I don't know where you done took me. You know, we working, we used to work cane to cane. What is that? You know, so early till you can't see in the morning and so dark until you can't see at night. So, you know, there are revelations in there. So,
yes.
Bishop Tyndall, oh, my goodness, you know, for pulling that out. We do have other callers. Teacher Tyndall, we can continue to move on. Caller, you are at 414. What? Wait a minute. I think that's our Elder Emerson right there.
Yes.
Go right ahead, Elder Emerson. Yes, go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say, you know, I'm just very inspired by the message. You know, Elder Gill always preaches under the anointing. And so, and she's prophetic in many ways. So when she speaks, you know that it's something that the Spirit she's getting from God. So, and, you know, as they say, something that leaves the heart, touches the heart, and that's exactly what Elder Gill has done for us at Greater New Bethel and for me personally, you know, as a friend. She always has an encouraging word, and, you know, her topic, Have Faith in God, is everything. We got to have faith in God, because if we don't have faith, then, you know, what do we have? We have to let God, as she said, let him lead us. So I just want to encourage you and just tell you, yeah, I was inspired and encouraged by your word, and thank you so much. I needed to hear that, and I just want you to bless and continue to spread the gospel.
You know, they put me in the mind of Teacher Tender also, and Elder Emerson. They put me in the mind of when she was. I said this in the screening room to Teacher Tender, that you know how them old Holy Ghost folks, you know, they get you in the living room and then they look at you in the eye and things ain't quite right and they just start going. It felt like you was in the living room and getting, you know, prayed for, rebuked, and everything is at the same time.
Praise God.
To say this too, Elder Gill, my husband, Attorney Emerson, told me to tell you you was rocking it this morning. Okay. Enjoyed the messages.
Amen. Yes, caller, you are at 443-272. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
Well,
good afternoon,
well.
Overseer.
Yes. Protocol has been established. I do want to say I don't get to listen to the broadcast too much due to my work schedule, but thank God I was able to tune in today, got off of work early. And I truly enjoyed the message from Elder Gill this morning about faith. Moving forward in faith, and so many of the little tidbits and scriptures that she was quoting to us were very inspirational to me. I love when I can tell the preacher has been with God and has heard from God, because their spirit connects with your spirit. And as she was talking about that language and the different little tidbits that she was saying about how we have to trust God and how we have to have faith in God. And I just want to let you know, Elder Gill, that I was inspired. My faith has been increased. My soul has been touched. I feel like I have the power to go on and to keep on running on to see what the end is going to be. And I thank God for him using you to invigorate us this morning, and it's clearly evident, amen, that the saints have been encouraged and have been invigorated. And I just want to say, keep on preaching. Keep on teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody is hearing what you say.
Yeah.
Somebody is being blessed by what it is that God has put on your heart to say. My faith has increased.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not going to sing, but if I was going to sing this morning, this afternoon, I would sing a song. I feel like going on. The trials come.
All right.
On every hand, I feel like going on. And there's nothing, amen, like when you feel that urge to press on.
Yeah.
Amen. So I'm thankful about your message of faith. And Bishop Tindall brought out the point about that language, that country language sometime. And Bishop Haywood brought up that example about Cain up, Cain down. Amen. But I thank God that through listening to the word of God, sometimes there are things that slip past your head. But when you're tapped into the spirit of God, you can catch those little tidbits that fly by. Amen. It wasn't a lot when Lazarus was begging at the table of the master. He wasn't begging for a whole meal. He wasn't begging for a big cake. He just wanted a few crumbs to fall from the table.
Right.
Because he knew that in the crumb, there would be some carbohydrates. There would be some protein.
All right. Watch out.
There would be some sugars. There would be some this and that. Sometimes all you need is just a little crumb. And I thank God today I got more than crumbs. I got a piece of the cake.
Amen.
And just keep on preaching. Amen. And that's all I'm going to have to say about that, because I too feel my help coming.
Amen. And Overseer, I am just so stirred up because I just got a thought. There is substance in the crumbs.
Wow, watch out.
There is substance in the crumbs, and I thank God.
Don't preach that before I do, teacher.
Huh?
Don't preach that before. Lazarus had...
Too late, Sunday coming. I've already wrote it down. Too late.
The grain of a mustard seed. See, the Bible says you don't have to have no lot of faith.
That's
Amen. Sometimes all you need is a little crumb, and I thank God this morning for the cry. I got my cake, but in the midst of getting my cake, some of them crumbs, you know, so let some raindrops fall on me. I don't have to be doused.
What a word.
Sometimes I just need some drops, and that's how faith works. All you got to do is have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed.
That's
Amen.
Right.
May
that
not
grain.
Look like a lot now, but Lazarus knew when he was at the table, if he could just get some crumbs, they would hold him over. Come on now.
Praise
Amen.
Be.
Amen. Someone tell the Lord, thank you. I feel like I could work that one. Amen.
Well, we've been trying to get you on, Overseer, and I know that your work schedule has precluded that, but the day is coming when we will have you on here to share the awesome word of God. And I just thank you because you stirred me up already. This Elder Gill and all the Bishop Tindall and your comments have truly stirred me up. And I just have to say that it just reinforces the thought that the Lord put in and reminded me of today, that God knows what we need. We didn't know we would be in a time like this, but he did. But he has put word moving forward by faith and all the teachings on faith that we need to sustain us during this time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, caller, you are at 920-204. Go right ahead. Caller 920-204. Go right ahead.
Hello. God bless.
Is that Bishop-elect Haywood?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm just so blessed by this message on this morning and hearing everybody and giving honor to God and our EP, Mother Bishop. You know, Elder Gill, that was powerful, powerful message. And it takes us back to a place, even for me, like a feeling of revival because you know, you go through so much all the time. You know, we don't lose faith, but, you know, your energy level can, you know, can kind of get notches kicked out of it. And you get revived that you know that you can go a little bit further.
Amen.
You know, and I love how you took the mustard seed and not even just its size, but you dealt also with the characteristics of the mustard seed and how it spread and how it grows, and under the conditions, you can't keep it down. It's going to do what it was designed to do.
Amen.
You know, that mustard seed, you can put it under rough environment, but it finds a way to grow. And that's how we have to be. You know, I was thinking back also on my grandmother, and she was so dear and sweet, my dad's mom, and how she would address you and handle you and give you words of wisdom, just sit you down and give you that. But it was words that carried me even as a child, and words that stuck with me even now. When we talk about that country language or the language, and certain things, you know, I would hear them say, and I was trying to decipher it in my mind. It makes sense to me, but as I got older, it got a little bit clearer, you know. But I also thought on a film that I watched a long time ago, it was a vampire movie. And I don't remember nothing about the movie except for this part where the priest came in to try to back down the vampire, and he took his cross that was hanging around his neck and he showed it up towards the vampire, and his first reaction was he guarded his face to get away from the cross. Then he stopped and he put his hands down. He said, "Hey, you got to have faith for that to work."
Praise God.
And that was the only piece that I remember, but it stuck with me. You know, we have to do more than just have a conversation, although there's times we just talk to God. But when there are situations where we really need him to move, and now we got to operate in this place of having faith that he's going to do what you need him to do or to help that situation, because only God can do that. You have to believe in the words that you are putting out there into the atmosphere, the words that you are presenting to God, that you believe that he's going to do just what he is able to do. And he is what? He's more than able.
Yes,
and
yes.
He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think. That's who God is. So we have to remember that even in this time, and know, who would have thought that we would have been coming into a time like this, that we're dealing in this environment, this COVID situation, and, you know, walking around, you know, feeling like you're in a movie with folks wearing a mask, you know, and all this kind of thing. It's a different thing. But we know that God is in the midst of it all. If God allowed it, he allowed it for a reason.
Amen.
And we just need to stay with God and watch what he does. So I thank you so much for this message. I'm truly blessed by it. You know, I have, like, additional fuel from hearing your message today. I met with the chair ladies this morning, but every time we get together, it's like a mini revival. It's just when you're getting with the people of God and the anointing is there and it just fills you with just the love of God and knowing, you know what, I can get through this day. I can get through this moment. I can get through this situation because God is more than able to take care of it all. So thank you, and God bless you all, and I love you all, and I'm just enjoying what I'm hearing.
Amen. Praise God. Truly, we are all stirred up this afternoon. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we have caller 301-758. Elder Hunt, go right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Giving honor to God, to our and to everybody who is on the line this morning. I just want to express how much I enjoyed the message from Elder Gill this morning. And Elder Gill, I just want to say to you that not only did I enjoy the message, but it truly fed my soul. It was food for my soul. You said so many wonderful things in your message, and one of the things that you said was that everything we do must line up with the Word of God. And as you were saying that, a phone was on mute, but I was in the Amen and Hallelujah corner because I was right here truly just feasting off of the Word. And it reminded me of the power of faith and what it can do when we are in alignment with God's word. And I thank you for how you brought that out. I could hear your wisdom, and I could hear in you truly the presence of God. And I thank God for what you said and how we were truly blessed by the word on this morning. And I want to encourage you to continue to keep on. I know you encourage all of us who our ministers to continue to seek out the word of God and to seek more and more of the knowledge and wisdom that comes from his word so that we can be as effective in ministry as you have been to us this morning. I just want to say thank you, and I truly, truly love the word of God that you brought this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we do have a few others, but I'd like to ask Elder Gill a question in terms of how you how you present, you know, the word and the thoughts, you know, from your heart and your and in teaching and helping others to understand that, you know, what is your actual approach? You know, I know, you know, we can't come up with a formula or anything like that, but if you were going to speak to somebody and just ask them, you know, let them know, you know, this is how you can get it done, this is how you can be most effective, what would you say? Because that's the question that I have, you know, when we're teaching others.
Number one, I let God guide me through the Spirit as what to say and how to say it. And I make sure what I'm saying is not from me, that the word will line up the word of God.
Amen.
And it's simple. Just know the word. Know for yourself. Don't hear it from nobody else and go on that. You read it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes through fasting and praying. Did I ask you a question? Hello?
Elder Gill, you gave those important steps, and I agree with them, and I know that everyone on here who has ever delivered a message or were asked to bring a word, I know that they can identify exactly with what you just said, because we never want to come before God's people in our own self, but we want to ask God to diminish us and to increase Him, and let His word come forth as we share. And that is what you have done, and thank you for sharing those steps, because I'm sure they have helped listeners today. And I don't know where Bishop Haywood went, but
I'm back. I was in the screening room for a moment. I'm sorry.
I thought I'd
sneak out and sneak back in, but you know, it's like that. You know, when you think you can sneak out, then that's when they call you.
And when you sneak out, that's when you miss the important tidbit.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens, and then you come back acting like you know what was happening, and you're busting.
But Elder Gill gave a very thorough response to your question, which is a blessing to all of us.
Yes. We have another caller, I believe, and also we have Mother Bishop who will be coming in. Also, Teacher Tendo, I was going to wait for your cue because I know you normally do that, but I just wanted to go ahead and alert you as well. But caller, you're at 443. I'm not sure if you've been in already, but let me know. You're 443-415. Go right ahead. 443-415.
I'm sorry, Bishop. I died, so I had to come back in.
Oh, okay. I'm not that bright, so I can't figure things out all the time. You can't do that to me.
But I'd say Elder Gill's stirred up my soul, and I'm always thinking when we were talking about that language. She was talking about that language, and Teacher Tipton said something about the blessing and the crumbs. The Lord just gave me another revelation about that faith and that language. And I know there are a lot of preachers on here, and I'm sure, but there's no new Lazarus and the rich man.
Mm.
Again, when the rich man was over and in from hell, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes, and he asked Lazarus, who was over in what was known at that time as Abraham's bosom, and he said to Lazarus, "Lazarus, I'm suffered. I've been tormented." He said, "Please dip your finger in a cup of water and cool my parching tongue." Now, we were talking about the fragments and the crumbs and the tidbits. Obviously, the word, this is a revelation, the word had been preached and taught where the rich man knew the word. He knew that Jesus was coming. And even though he was in hell, and from hell he lifted up his eyes, he knew that if he had that faith, they could hold him and sustain him for just a little while longer, that Jesus was going to come and take captivity captive. When the rich man asked for that drop of water, that was him extending his faith to say, "Lord, I trust you for a temporary fix until you come through with a permanent solution," which we know was after Jesus died, he came through and had a 3-day revival meet that I'm sure everything in hell that was down there, he cleaned hell out. And the revelation that the Lord just gave me about that, about our faith, even when we go through, even when we slip and fall, even when all even when all hell, God, I'm trying not but even with all hell is surrounding us, and we don't see any hope, but as a drop of a water from someone's finger to dip and touch our tongue to cool us, all of our help comes from the Lord. In the midst of that situation with the rich man and Lazarus, the rich man knew that my Redeemer liveth. He knew that Jesus was coming. And I believe as Christians, when we fall, that God is always there to pick us up.
Yes,
and
yes.
Sometimes he allows us to go through hell until he comes and rescues us, because that makes our faith strong. So I thank God for his word today.
Amen.
And I thank God for bringing up that revelation about the language, because I never looked at the rich man and Lazarus like that. So the Lord just revealed that to me. So I just wanted to share that with you to thank God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Overseer. Amen. Powerful, powerful.
Thank you.
And I think, Bishop Haywood, this is the first time we've had a caller come in once and then return with a new revelation. Praise be to God.
Yes,
but isn't that just like...
You know, it is, and it seems as though that, you know, off of that speaking, you know, everyone's pulling these tidbits, off of there, Overseer Tyndall just now, and Bishop Tyndall and Elder Hunt and my wife, I act like she was just a regular caller, but I guess everybody knows that Bishop Elect is my wife. She was talking about, what Bishop Overseer Tyndall just was talking about, the fragments, and the characteristics, of the mustard seed and all like that. So, Teacher Tyndall, you're absolutely right. Coming back with revelations, so I mean that is the power, literally the power, of this UFCCM broadcast. Now we also have Mother Bishop, we can pull her in, right now if you like.
All right.
So let's go ahead and pull Mother Bishop in. We always want to hear from Mother Bishop and Bishop Tyndall. Mother Bishop, go right ahead.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. It's so wonderful to hear everyone's voice. And I give honor to God and to our EP and to Bishop Haywood and to Teacher Tyndall and, of course, to our speaker, Elder Ethel Gill. I am just so honored to have been able to sit and listen to this woman of God this morning. And I thank God because her message really, it stirred me up when she posed the question of how are we walking today?
Amen.
Not tomorrow or time past, but right now.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that reminds me of faith, that faith right now faith. So at the present moment, how are we walking? And the way we walk is based on our experience that we've had already with God. I'm telling you, this was such a powerful message, and the questions and the statements that she posed to us, how we need to be lined up with God's word. I said that right there was the whole message to me, because people are lining up with the way they feel, with the way they think, what someone else has said. But, like my dearly departed father used to always tell me coming up, daughter, what you think is just as good as what someone else thinks. But at the end of the day, the thing that really matters is what God's word has to say about it. So, when you think about that and you think about everything that has been said, it has just been so enlightening and so encouraging to us today. And I was told early this morning that today is encouragement day. So to hear a message like this, it was so encouraging, because as we continue to move forward by faith, there are times, and I think everyone has alluded to this, that there are times that we feel weary, and the Bible talks about that, about us be not weary in well-doing or doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when we look around, if we get distracted like Peter did, and we're walking on the water and we get sidetracked by the vicissitudes of life and things that are going on, sometimes our faith gets a little weak. But I thank and praise God because Elder Gill gave us something to really think about and to horn in and to pull us back and have us to look at ourselves How are we walking today? Are we yet walking by faith? Are we yet depending on God? Are we yet lined up with the Word of God? Are we yet allowing God to be charged in our lives? Are we yet following God? And I'm telling you, this was such a powerful word. It was encouraging, not just to so many ministers that spoke this morning, but to laity at large. This is an inspiring message. And I want to say to Elder Gill, who is obviously a woman of faith, woman of power, a woman of substance, to continue to preach the Word of God. And I also want to say how she really touched me when she talked about understanding, knowing that language of God. You know, each ethnic group has a certain way that they have this language. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the language, you're going to be in trouble. But I thank and praise God that each and every day of our lives that we know more and more and understand more about the language of God and that we apply it to our lives. And I thank God for this message because it was powerful, it was uplifting, and it was inspiring. And I say to Elder Gill to continue to preach the Word of God. Continue to allow the Holy Spirit to use you.
Thank you.
Thank you. To be an inspiration to those of us that are walking.
Thank you.
And moving through this Christian life. God bless you so very much, Elder Gill.
Thank
Praise God. Thank you, Mother Bishop,
for
those words that you shared. And before you came on, I was just writing down what I was hearing is that the key focus of one of the key foci of Elder Gill's message is this concept of language.
Yeah.
And what she said, if you don't know the Word of God, you will hear different language. And what this ministry is all about is teaching and sharing the language of God's Word. You know, when we learn, there are programs where you can learn foreign languages, and there's one process called the immersion method, where you're inundated and constantly reminded and hearing over and over the words in a foreign language. And this not only the Ministry of Laity Training, but in the UFCCM at large, we want to employ that immersion method of learning the language of God by studying His Word, by reading His Word, by hearing His Word, and most of all, as Mother Gill, as Elder Gill talked about, letting what we do line up with the Word. I've got pages of notes here. I'm just so overwhelmed with this Word today, and I know you are based on the calls that we've received. Bishop Haywood, I know we've gone over, but do we have any more callers?
Well, we have many callers, but we don't have any others that are pressing one.
Okay.
And so because of the because we have gone over, I didn't take anybody into the screening room to ask them. So, you know, so I don't know if you want anyone else, but,
I was curious because we did not want to cut anyone off who wanted to share, their comments and all. But Elder Gill, I just want to say to you that we have truly been blessed by the Word that you
thank
have
you.
Shared with us today.
Thank you, God. Thank
and
you, God.
We just thank God for how you let God use you
thank
to
God.
Give us what we needed to hear today so
thank
that we
you,
can
God.
Move forward by faith as
thank
never
you.
Before. Do you have
yes.
a closing
Hallelujah.
Comment, Elder Gill, before we close out?
I just want to tell all of you I love you with the love of God and be blessed and keep on moving. Moving in the will of God. Let God use you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Gill, and thank you so much for your willingness to let God use you to bless us today.
Yes,
before we close, I just want to let you all know that our next broadcast will be on Saturday, October 10th. And our speaker will be Elder David Allman from the Bread of Life Cathedral in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. So we're anticipating a great word from the Lord in October. So you all be blessed. Just continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And I am going to ask our own Bishop Haywood if he would give us our closing prayer today.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet going to do. Lord God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You that you have already,
you.
Lord God, answered our prayers. And as we walk closer
yes,
to it, Lord God, the reality of those prayers will become more clear to
yes.
us. So, Father, we bind the enemy that comes to hinder,
yes,
to kill,
Lord.
To steal, and
yes,
to destroy.
Lord.
We take authority over him right now. And, Lord, as we move forward by faith and understand
yes.
your language, Lord, understand
yes,
your
Lord.
Language, God, we shall be clear, Lord God, about
yes.
what you want us to do,
yes.
how you want us to do it, and which direction
yes.
you'd like us to go. So, Father God, we thank
yes,
you that
Lord.
You've empowered each and every one of those that have spoken
yes,
on today, Lord, especially our
yes, Lord.
Presenter on today, Lord God, and those that have commented and brought even a more revelatory word toward the
yes.
word. We thank you for them,
yes.
Lord God. We thank you for our host, Teacher Tyndall, that she continues to be in good health, Lord, and
yes,
great
Lord.
Health, Lord God, and,
yes.
and that you have already blessed her for her service in this ministry.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for the leadership, Bishop Tyndall, Mother Bishop, all of our bishops and our affiliates of the UFCCM. God, we thank you even now. And until we meet again, Lord God, we
yes,
ask God
Lord.
That you would bring us back at the appointed time, healthy,
yes.
wealthy, and in a good place. In Jesus' name,
yes.
thank God.
Amen.
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 And
amen.
Amen.
And blessings
amen.
To all.
Amen.
And we'll see you again, or we will be together again in October, the Lord willing. Stay blessed.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless.
There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. The laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM Ecclesiastical Ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communication, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training.
Together!